Well, I can tell you the flags are flying. The red flags are flying for the Democrats today, as we talked about. A new Marquette University poll showing that in Wisconsin, impeachment not polling well. The same is true in places like Michigan and Pennsylvania. The three states that put the president into the White House, the trifecta of Midwestern states that put the president into the White House, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, key to his victory, then they will be key in 2020, which is why we decided to focus on the economy and USMCA and the good things this president has accomplished. Here's my interview with President Donald Trump from the Oval Office.
You've had a chance to do tax cuts, the First Step Act, VA reform. You've rolled back regulations, right to try. You moved the embassy to Jerusalem, things that couldn't be done, they said, and yet you did them. You won Michigan. They said that couldn't be done either. I remember going into the polls. Hillary was up by 14 points, they told us, a couple of days out. The polling was bad, yeah.
The last stop was Michigan. My last stop was Michigan, Grand Rapids, and we had 32,000 people there. And I started speaking at 1 o'clock in the morning, so that was now Election Day. I mean, because I got there, it was just like a last stop because I heard we had a real chance, and I love Michigan. And I was actually the man of the year in Michigan about 10 years before the election, if you can believe it. That was unrelated to politics, right? But so we went there, and so it has a special place in my heart. And then we ended up winning Michigan. It was a big thing.
Well, the USMCA is key to Michigan, to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, the Great Lakes states. Let's be honest. Michigan, for the first time in my lifetime, is in an economy we've never seen before since you took office. And we want to hang on to that. But it seems the Democrats, as you call them, the do-nothing Democrats, have held up this piece of legislation. It's critical to the people up there for agriculture, for IT, for all sorts of things.
Well, I'm very proud of what we've done in Michigan before we mention USMCA, because it's disgraceful that Nancy Pelosi, I think she's grossly incompetent. It's been sitting on her desk for months. And, you know, at some point, Mexico and Canada are going to say, like, you know, what's going on over here? Because they call me all the time. When's she signing it? And the Democrats want it, but she won't put it up for a vote because she's wasting her time on this nonsense. But I'm proud of Michigan because we have many car plants now expanding, building, new ones coming in from Japan. Prime Minister Abe, I said, you got to build more plants. They're building plants. And what's happening in Michigan, you know, you have the best year that you've ever had in Michigan, and we have a lot of things planned. Now, add USMCA to it, and you're going to have a numbers that you've never even come close to seeing. You already have. Sure. But, you know, don't forget, I got Japan deal, $40 billion. A lot of that's going in. The Japan trade deal, the South Korea trade deal is all done. Those deals are done. China is now buying again because, you know, we're doing very well with China, to put it mildly. I also gave the farmers, many of whom are in Michigan, but I gave the farmers $16 billion and then $12 billion the year before, because that's what they were targeted from Michigan, as you know. They were hit from all over the country. I went to Sonny Perdue. What was the number? It was $16 billion last year. I gave him $16 billion out of the tariffs, so we had a lot of money left over. China's never given us anything, and here we have this. So everyone's happy. The USMCA, though, will be the greatest trade deal ever made. And what's happening is Nancy Pelosi won't put it up for a vote. And we really have a problem. We have a problem that Mexico and Canada are saying, what's going on? And it's going to get voted. It's not the Democrats' fault. I mean, frankly, she won't put it up for a vote because I hear she wants to use it because she doesn't have the votes for impeachment. So she wants to use this for impeachment. I'm hearing that. So, I think she's grossly incompetent, and this shouldn't be allowed to happen.
Michigan has something today that it hasn't had in my lifetime. And that is more jobs than people to fill them. And that's a fact. In the 1970s, when Jimmy Carter was president, the place was a disaster. Plants were closing. Friends that I knew, their parents lost jobs. They lost homes. They lost cars. They lost hope, frankly. And Michigan's in a place now that it's never been, because there was a 10-year period where Michigan and Nevada and Florida probably got hurt worse than anybody. You know that. And Michigan's in a place now that we're prosperous. We're growing. We have hope again.
Well, you know, I'm glad it's so nice that you say that, and you've been so great. That's why I'm doing this interview. You've been just so great for a long time now, and I appreciate it. And you are a highly respected voice in Michigan and beyond Michigan, but in Michigan. I'm very proud of Michigan because when I ran, if you remember, when I came down the escalator, Michigan was, a lot of people thought it was over. You won't make cars in Michigan anymore. The whole industry was leaving. It was going to Mexico. It was going to all sorts of places. That's not happening now, and companies are coming back in, they're expanding, and they're building new plants. There hadn't been a plant built in 40 years, a new plant, and now they're coming. And frankly, even with the unions, they're coming back and they're going in because it's harder. They're coming back and they're going into Michigan. So I'm really proud of what we've done for Michigan and for the rest of the country. You know, we're having the best year we've ever had. Stock market just a little while ago hit another high, a new high, historic high. Best African-American unemployment in the country, best in history, best African-American, Asian, almost best women unemployment, best Hispanic unemployment in history. But think of it, best African-American unemployment records in the history of our country, and the best employment records, too, being slightly different, best employment records. So Michigan has been a big beneficiary. I just hope they remember that in a year.
Yes, one other thing is that when you talk about high tech, Elaine Childsman, the University of Michigan, autonomous cars. Michigan's developing all sorts of new car technologies right there because of the industries that are coming back under these policies.
And I had to approve that. The autonomous is a little bit controversial. You know, when you see cars driving around with nobody in them, it's a little bit controversial, to be honest with you. I look over, I say, there's nobody in that car. What's going on? But it's a new industry, and I had to make approvals that were a little bit courageous. I think I've done more courageous things than that, but still. Sure. And I made it possible, and probably the biggest beneficiary is Michigan and the car industry.
I want to say just one other thing. You remind me of my own father, who had a saying. He said, do you want me to tell you the truth or make you feel good? And when you're president, I think that you're bold and to the point. I think it's really helpful. Give me your prediction for 2020.
So we have a very important election. You know, 2016 was vital. And, you know, if we didn't do it, I think this country would be a disaster right now. Our markets are up 50, 60, 70%. NASDAQ, this month, you just saw the numbers come out. It's up 27% just in this year. And that means jobs, tremendous jobs all over the country. My prediction is we need four more years to have it seed. It's like a tree. You know, you can plant it, but it's got to grab root. It's got to grab hold. And I think the next year, the next year is going to be very important. I think the election is going to be as vital, almost as vital as what we just did in 2016. It's hard to believe the time is up so fast. When I was in your great state that last night, I got home at 4 o'clock in the morning, and who would think that here we are, we're doing it again? But Michigan's been very special. That was a big evening, winning Michigan, because it hadn't been done in decades by a Republican. But I think my numbers, you would know better than me, but my numbers are very good. And look, you're having the best year in the history of Michigan, so it should be good. It's a great honor to be with you both. Thank you.
What an incredible few minutes. I mean, honestly. What an incredible feeling inside the Oval Office. I don't know. It's for people that do different things. There are certain, you know, levels that you try to reach, if you will, to be in journalism, to be in the job that we are in here. For Ivy and I don't think you reach much higher than being in the Oval Office. I don't think you reach much. I don't think there's any place else. It would be a better achievement for us. And what a great interview. I want to talk about Donald Trump, more that happened after the interview, and his personality. He's very funny and cute. Back after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, You're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision Corn or High Soy Soybean Seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and High Soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit EAMonline.org. That's EAMonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.